You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the story about a new children's book. It's based in western Wisconsin.
The La Crosse area helped shape an historic politician, yet many people aren't familiar with his story. George Edwin Taylor was the first Black person to run for U.S. president. To ensure that more people learn about his story, Taylor's early life in western Wisconsin is now the subject of a new children's book. WPR's Hope Kerwin spoke with La Crosse author Daryl Ferguson about young Taylor's life.
When Daryl Ferguson asks students to name the first person of color to run for president, the answer is usually the same.
It's one of those, oh, Obama ran for president. And it's, no, a lot of them are hard-pressed. They can go back to Jesse Jackson, some of those who are a little older. And for those older ones, they remember Shirley Chisholm.
The real answer is George Edwin Taylor. He was a newspaper editor and labor activist whose political career took form in the La Crosse area. His childhood is the focus of a new children's book by Ferguson called A Long Way to Find a Home. Taylor ran for president against incumbent Teddy Roosevelt in 1904. He was a candidate of the National Negro Liberty Party. But long before Taylor ran for the nation's highest office, Ferguson believes the candidate's politics were shaped by his difficult childhood. Taylor was born in Arkansas 4 years before the start of the Civil War. He was free because his mother was, but his father was enslaved. 2 years later, an Arkansas law required all free Black people to leave the state, forcing Taylor's mother and her children to move to the Mississippi River town of Alton, Illinois.
3 years after he's there, his mother dies. So if you can imagine a five-year-old living alone in a city where he knows no one, and it was a struggle.
Taylor eventually stowed away on a Mississippi River boat headed north, arriving in La Crosse at the age of 8. He lived in the city with different foster families, but after getting into trouble at age 12, a local judge sent him to live with Nathan Smith, a Black farmer and former enslaved person who lived near West Salem. In the children's book, Ferguson focuses primarily on the facts of Taylor's life. But this meeting between a young Taylor and Smith, the man who would finally provide the boy a home, is one of the few moments the writer fills in the blanks left out of the historical record. Reading from the book, he imagines the stern talk Smith may have given Taylor, who was used to fending for himself.
You need to decide, are you going to keep scratching and scrounging, or are you going to make a difference in this world? George rolled his eyes and looked away. Sure, whatever you say. Can't do much on a farm. A farmer can't do nothing but work in the dirt. Nathan smiled. Wouldn't be so sure. Lot to learn from nature and the land. Nature ain't gonna knock you down on the ground for being who you are. She treats everyone equally and doesn't care about the color of your skin. Nathan was the one that George got to see had that involvement in the labor movement and making sure farmers got equal rights and making sure workers got equal rights.
By his late 20s, Taylor became a leader in Wisconsin's Labor Party. He owned and edited the Wisconsin Labor Advocate newspaper. In his mid-30s, Taylor moved to southeast Iowa, where he would launch his historic candidacy for president. He called for equal rights under the U.S. Constitution and reparations for people who were formerly enslaved. Ferguson hopes children who read his book can relate to a young Taylor. But his story also provides an important lesson for adults.
When you see kids in trying situations, you may not know how much of an impact you will have on that kid in their development.
Author Daryl Ferguson spoke with WPR's Hope Kerwin about his book, A Long Way to Find a Home, George Edwin Taylor as a Child. It's the first book in a children's series on African-American history in La Crosse, created by the Enduring Families Project. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.